In the last section of Judges 5, Deborah and Barak's victory song, two women are compared. One woman is named Jael. She's a wife, a hardworking, tent-toting wife, and she is called blessed. Listen to what it says in Judges chapter 5, verse 24. Most blessed of women be Jael. The other woman is the mother of Sisera, who's the captain of the enemy of God's people. To be blessed in those days means that you were given something like power or courage from someone who had it to give. So here's this run-of-the-mill lady, Jael, who used the instruments of a tent peg and hammer that were close at hand to be used by God. She hammered that peg straight through Sisera's temple while he lay asleep, cuddled up underneath a rug. No one in their right mind would have ever thought that this woman would be the one to deliver the enemy of God into Barak's hand. But God can use any supernatural means he desires. And he can also use perfectly common, unimpressive, unsuspecting ones as well. Jael is contrasted with Sisera's mother, who is concerned about the return of her spoiled son from war. Why hasn't he shown up yet? He should be here by now. Sisera's mother has some princesses that come along to console her, and they tell her, you know those men. After they win a victory, they revel in immorality for a while. He'll be along shortly. Don't you worry. And she is left to wait. She's a pitiable figure. Instead of bringing home stolen jewels and plunder and having his way with captured women, Sisera was bested by a female farmhand. A shameful death he had, and a wonderful victory was given to Israel. So what do we learn from this comparison? We learn that God is able to bring rest to the Israelites, and that he takes the weakest, most unimpressive person in the story and uses her to deliver the deciding blow. When the world looks at the cross, what they see is weakness and foolishness. No way victory could be won through such a humiliating act. But those who are looking for any other type of victory will be left waiting, just like Sisera's pitiful mom. As you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse, our missionary in Florida. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast in the Americas, Caribbean, and Spain.